Boom. My sound was down. What about now? Can you hear me now? Well, I don't want my phone to ring though. Let me see if the iPad is up too. Can you hear me now, Uncle? I wasn't actually talking loud either. I was talking very low. All right. Nope, sounds muffled. Let's see. What about now? Can you hear me? Probably the stand. Yeah, it looks like the stand was covering the microphone, I think is what was happening. But if you really want to hear me, you can go to YouTube because that's where the mic and all that good stuff is plugged in at. So if you really want to see me and hear me better, you can go there because we got the mic plugged up. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Industry Talk Podcast. Welcome back. We have been down for about 3 weeks. I was dealing with and fighting with a medical situation, and I feel much better now. You know, still taking it, you know, a little bit at a time or whatever, but I am back on it. So this is my first episode since I got sick, and so I'm not drinking tonight. You know, usually I have a smoke and a drink. I haven't brought back bourbon and whiskey yet, and I haven't brought back coffee yet either, because I had an issue in my stomach. So I haven't brought back liquor or coffee, but I did bring back my stogies. So I have a special stogie today. Let me see if you can see. I'll show each camera. So this is called Scrooge from Privada Cigar Club Annex. This is one of their oldies but goodies that they re-released. So I'll show Facebook, then show the main camera for YouTube. So this should be a really good 3 week hiatus. No cigars for 3 weeks. If you don't know, I smoke cigars every single day. So going 3 weeks without them was actually serious business, which I'm sure it was good for my health. So, you know, I wasn't like, oh man, I can't smoke. But, you know, so it is what it is with that. Let me put my phone on silent. Alright, so, yeah, so, I'm gonna read off, like always. This episode is brought to you by USCCA and Mantis Tech. If you go to the YouTube, you'll see in the bio, there's a link to the Mantis Tech gear that I use, all of the training stuff that I use for them, laser training, the app, and everything like that. And then USCCA, you already know that that is training online and in person sometimes, depending on where you're at. And then also it is a self-defense insurance, not in New York. So for all my New Yorkers, not for you, y'all gotta get a different kind of insurance when it comes to firearms. But USCCA is a insurance, helps you with your bail, your bail and bond and lawyer. So I always like to promote those things because it's serious business out here. People are crazy. And we gotta protect ourselves and our families. And I don't got time to play with nobody. And I don't know about you, but I'm not rich enough yet. Yet is the key word. Rich enough yet to have a lawyer on retainer. So it's really cool how they got it set up. Just like regular insurance, you just pay it monthly, and it pays into your situation. So as y'all saw last time, probably, I got my cigar Bible with me, so I'll be filling that out while I'm smoking on the Scrooge. I'll be filling this out and putting down some notes. This is what it looked like on the inside. You can put your band right there, do your notes and stuff like that. Then you tally it up and kind of give your opinion on the cigar, whether you would smoke it again, you know, whether you like it, whether you buy it, blah, blah, blah. So it comes with this really detailed card and kind of goes through what to expect and where it's from. I don't think I'm going to read it all because it's super detailed. Like, it's freaking detailed. So this is the Scrooge. The wrapper is Nicaraguan and Habano. The binder is jalapeno, I guess. And the filler is Esteli. The body is fermenting tobacco, leather, and barn. The foot is aged cedar room. The cold draw is sweet canned peaches, red pepper, and dried cedar. Let me see what this cold draw. Oh, did I leave my, I might have left my cutter somewhere. Hold on. I'll just use this cutter. It's not my favorite, but it's the one that's in the office. So I just want to do a little. Oh. See, that's why I don't like this cutter. We got a little bit of a split there. Y'all saw that? Gotta do it like a blunt. I don't smoke weed. I actually never have, besides one time on my 16th birthday. Alright. So that was a little. But this is a very aged cigar. It's an old cigar that they just came out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just dump a little bit of this wrapper. Just because it's coming off anyway. Alright, so let me grab the ashtray. Alright. Oh, yes. Cold draw. If you don't know what a cold draw is, you clip it, you inhale it, no smoke, no nothing. Cold draw, red pepper. The dude was right on point with that. Cold draw, red pepper. I want to agree with the peaches. I do taste a little peaches. Definitely dry cedar. Oh my God. But definitely cold draw red pepper. I decided I wanted to match this. So I like to do two matches. Woo! That's a cloud. Now it tastes like peach cobbler. Wow, this is a cigar. This is a... You can already tell that this is going to be very complex. What they suggest pairing it with was bourbon or apricot tea or Miller Lite to cool it down, or to heat it up, Fireball. Eat it with spicy foods, no tomato-based foods, rising candy or caramel. I don't have any bourbon, but I'm telling you, I wish I did. I can't introduce bourbon back to my stomach on camera, because if it doesn't go well, I feel like it's gonna, you know, I feel like this was gonna go okay. Ooh, yeah, this is when I could sit, not talk to nobody, just chill, plan my next $1 million. Yeah, all right. So today's topic is basically like stress in the workplace. For me, the workplace is security. So my workplace changes often. It changes a lot. I deal with clients, employees, and a lot of people. And the reason why this is the topic today, stress in the workplace, is because throughout these weeks of me being sick, I went to the hospital several times, and everybody always asked me, you know, are you stressed? Do you have anything stressful going on? Is there any stress in your life? And for me, I always equate stress with bad things. So I always equated stress with money problems or relationship problems or, you know, something that's gloomy. And so I always say no because, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, so I always say no because I feel like I don't have anything to complain about. Everything can always be worse. And I can make moves to make everything better. It's kind of, you know, I'm very, very hard on myself. So I always answer no, but then talking to my business advisor, you know, she's like, you know, yes, things are great financially and things are great. You know, you got your trajectory is this, that, you know, here's our predictions for 2024, blah, blah, blah. That's great, whatever. But people can also be stressors. And even though you feel like you're stressed for a moment, that stress can sit inside you for more than a moment. And to give an example, there's someone on one of my contracts who I blocked off one of my phones because that particular person is so annoying and so much of a hater and so much of a problem that every time they speak to me, I am absolutely stressed out. And I'm not stressed out because they can do anything in particular to me. It's just stressful dealing with them. And, you know, as an officer, that stress ends. It's like a 9-to-5. Boom, okay, I'm leaving. But as an owner, like, you have to continue to talk to the client's representative, or you have to continue to talk to this person and that person. And you have to smile, and you have to nod, and you have to be like, blah, blah, blah. But the Lord has really worked on me, okay, because the who I used to be was not a smiler and a nodder. So this is new territory for me. Even 3-4 years in, this is still new territory for me. But one thing I won't let people do is I will not let you disrespect me or talk to me any old kind of way. I don't care who you are, who's signing what check. It don't matter to me, because when one thing ends, another thing is going to come. So money is never going to keep me in a situation where I'm either unhappy or being disrespected or anything like that. Because sometimes, you know, clients can become abusive relationships as well. Like, sometimes clients can become abusive relationships and you don't even know it. You're stressed every time you get on the phone with this particular client, then that client is a problem. And what I'm learning is that can manifest physically in your body. And when that happens, they might be living their life. They might be okay. They might be, you know, not worrying about it after they talk to you. But it's manifesting physically in your body because it was stressful for you. See, I'm being a good healthy girl. I'm just drinking water. So, you know, it can manifest physically in your body. And for entrepreneurs especially, we give our own selves day offs and vacations and stuff like that. And because we give it to ourselves, we usually forget about ourselves. And the last year, maybe the year before last year, I was just living, right? I wasn't really going, oh, when I go out of country, this is a vacation. No, I lived out of the country for 30 days plus, and I was working out of the country, and I was holding meetings and holding classes out of the country. So I had built my life to be a permanent vacation. I want to live a life where I don't need a vacation from that life. And then somehow, I think after I decided to move from where I used to live, I became in grind mode. And everything became about work, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. I need this. I want that. This is the deadline I want to do it by. I want this. I want this many employees. I want this. I want these many contracts. Summertime coming. I want this. You know, so I think from last October until 3 weeks ago, I was running on a very, very high level, and I wasn't paying attention to the stressors because I didn't feel like the bad things were happening, so I didn't feel like it was stress. But aggravating conversations is stress. Being asked something more than once is stressful to me. I think everything for everybody is different. What's stressful for me might not be stressful for somebody else. And what's stressful for somebody else might not be what's stressful for me. I am somewhat of an empath. I'm a Cancer. I'm already sensitive. But don't touch my gangster because I will get with you. But I'm a Cancer, so I'm already sensitive. And I'm also somewhat of an empath. And what I have to stop people from doing, which is a boundary, is I often have to stop people from unloading themselves onto me. Because once they unload onto me, I sit with that. And it don't be having nothing to do with me. I mean, literally, like, especially employees, because I'm not a Walmart, right? Walmart employees do not talk to the CEO of Walmart. There's a degree of separation between the CEO of Walmart and somebody that's stocking the shelves. But for after hours, there is no degree of separation. There's one being developed now, but there is not one right now. And I think as entrepreneurs, whether you're in my industry or another industry, you have to think about that. If you're running 100 people, you can't be talking to 100 people. You can't be taking on 100 excuses on why they didn't do what they were supposed to do. 100 reasons on why they late. 100 reasons on why they didn't understand, right? So I'm sick and I'm running a 15-person investigation. Probably maybe 2 days before I actually got really sick. And so the aftermath of the investigation is getting the reports turned in, helping people with paperwork, doing this, doing that. So there's a lot of work after a big investigation like the one I had on the 22nd. And what I realized is, you know, some people have to be babied through processes. Some people understand right away. Everybody's on a different learning level. Everybody's on a different pace when it comes to turning stuff in. And I have to deal with all of that. So I can't do that no more because I realized that that's a stress trigger is what I can call it, right? So I just want to encourage people with this episode. I want to encourage you to try to figure out what your stress triggers are, because I used to think my stress trigger was just being broke. And if I ain't broke, then everything else is fine. Or a relationship. I'm not in one. I'm single. So people ain't stressing me out, you know. My last thing was very stressful for me because I was the only one putting in a lot of effort in that last situation that I was in. So I was overworking in that situation. Therefore, I was stressed out. So that makes sense to me. Those are things that are like obvious to me. No money. Yeah, I'm stressed out. Overworking in a relationship. Yeah, I'm stressed out. Can't get what I need. But something like this, these are silent killers. Conversations. I'm not thinking about conversations as stressful things that can manifest physically into my body. I'm not thinking that, therefore I don't qualify it as that. But talking to different people, counselors, whatever, they're like, no. And also watching The Sopranos. I don't know if you guys have watched The Sopranos lately, but I was down for 3 weeks, so I chose Soprano as my get me through it television show, and I'm on the last season right now. But, you know, throughout all the seasons, he's going to this therapist, and, you know, he's a big mafia guy. There's a lot of stress in that, you know what I mean? And so, I'm now realizing that not necessarily when somebody questions you, but it's a lot of, because there's not a degree of separation between me and the people who work for me, there's a lot of stress in that area because you get people who cross the line and cross the boundary, or people who don't have respect for the fact that I'm the owner of the company. You know, we got grown men issues. I got people who think they're my friend instead of my employee. And, you know, it's a lot of different issues that come with that because there's not a degree of separation in between that. But I hired my degree of separation yesterday. So We working through that. I don't want to have conversations with y'all no more. Y'all stressing me out. Y'all killing me. Yeah, I'm saying the same thing over and over again. I'm talking to people about all kinds of stuff. Somebody texted me today and said that they couldn't pay their phone bill, or they didn't have the money to pay their phone bill, and then they listed out a whole bunch of other stuff that I was very sympathetic with, but I didn't ask none of that. You know, so I get so much dumped on me that I didn't realize that that was actually a stressor. I did know, like, my empath kind of situation. I did know, and I try to tell people, like, listen, let's keep this business, your personal issues and your personal life. I really don't want to know. You know, people I just recently hired for the process serving side of the company, you know, I put that in my onboarding. You know, let's keep this professional. Your personal life, I don't need to know. I don't even want to hear excuses of why you didn't do something. I just want to hear the solution and want to hear when it's going to be done by. Even though I said that, half of them didn't understand it. I still get stuff about baby mamas and kids and this. Not that I don't care, because let me tell you, I had a job where the management did not care. I went into the office one day, and I think my mom's car had broke down or something, and she was on the side of the road or something. I just remember going into the office and saying, hey, you know, I'm on a roving post, which really is an extra person, which really they could have called somebody else, saying I wasn't standing at a post. I was just roving around, giving bathroom breaks and hiding, basically. So I went in there like, hey, I need to go. My mom is this, that, and the third. I even offered to come back after I handled the situation. And the dude looked at me and said, well, did your mom break down on a bus line? Now, besides me wanting to punch him in his little mouth, it was very inconsiderate, and it was very like, jobs don't be caring about you. So I don't want to come off like that to people. But if you're telling me why you can't, if you're telling me that you agreed to do something and now you're trying to tell me why you can't do it, and it's something personal, we talking about kids, a baby mama, or your car broke down, or this, that, and the third, da, 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 and you're not saying give the project to somebody else, but you're trying to buy time. Don't try to buy time with me by trying to make me empathetic with all this extra personal stuff. Just be a grown man or a grown woman and say, I messed up, I did this, but I can have it done by Friday. That's all I want to hear. I just want to hear the solution. And I'm very upfront about that. Like, yo, I just want to hear the solution to the problem. I don't really want to hear whatever you saying. Whatever you saying, I don't want to hear it. So I just give me the solution to the problem. And so I try to do that so that I don't, you know, have to be dumped on with so much stuff. People send me long text messages. I don't read them. Because you dumping on me, and I don't need you to dump on me, because I know that that's a boundary I got to keep, because that's a stressor for me. Like, hearing all this just for you to say you need another day to do your project, or just for you to say you didn't do something or you can't come, just say that so I can move on with the rest of my day. Now I'm reading this and I'm sad because you sad, and I don't really want to do that. So I know that that's a stressor, but I didn't know that certain other things were stressors, and I'm starting to realize that. So I really want to caution people, and I want to tell you, like, you know, you should be paying attention to how you feel when you do things and when you talk to certain people. If certain places make you feel a certain way, if certain conversations make you feel a certain way, assess that feeling. Because you know when you feel a certain way, when you know when you aggravated, you know when this is too much, when you feel like, you doing, and I'm just trying to chill. Like, y'all seen that meme? If you know you feel that way, then you should take that into account and take it seriously. Because stress literally manifests physically. And it's crazy. You think it's just an emotional thing, but it manifests physically in your body. Now you down for 3 weeks, all because you wasn't doing your self-care. You was grinding. You was hustling. You was doing whatever. And you wasn't taking care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself. And I know that I always say you got to protect yourself mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, right? And so what did come in handy is, because that is my motto, because I experienced something really bad in 2017, is that while I was down, I had put the way my business is ran, financially I was okay, and you know, mentally I was okay because the business was still running even though I was down. And I only had minimal touch time that I had to do on certain things because certain projects and certain contracts basically run on their own. You know, they just, you know, you put the people in the place and that's it. They run on their own. So the way I have it set up is way different than the way I had my business set up in 2017 when I basically almost lost everything because I didn't have systems in place and I didn't have certain things in place and I didn't have money and saved up and didn't have investments, didn't have that. So I was good there mentally and financially, but then I had to go, oh my goodness, okay. This one person called me while I was sick and told me it wasn't a good time to be sick. That person got blocked because they're a client, but your clients can't be over your self-care. Your business can't be over taking care of yourself. You know, stress is a thing that could just, it could really take you down. And you don't want to go down, okay? So you want to make sure you take care of yourself. So you want to pay attention to what you think are stressors. And I'm telling you, I have been writing down what I've been doing for the past week. My business manager basically was like, write down everything you do, and then we're going to figure out if you have to do those things, or can somebody else do those things? Can you outsource this? Do you have to do this? Because I need to live, right? I need to have longevity. And so somehow between October 2023 and now, I have boxed myself into this hustle, hustle, hustle mentality. And so I'm just, you know, and what's crazy is I go golfing, you know, I just posted pictures today of me boating and you know what I mean? Like, so I felt like I was doing good recreational stuff, but still it wasn't enough. You definitely still have to take care of yourself diet wise. You need to take care of yourself future-wise. So, like, I have an IUL, and an IUL is basically a life insurance policy that eventually you'll be able to borrow from, and you'll be able to put the money back or not. You'll borrow from it tax-free. You put in however much you want to put in. You can put in $100 to $10,000 a month, whatever. It's like the rich man's hiding place, but whatever. And it grows, and they play the market with the money, and it grows. You have living benefits, death benefits, and then you got money that accumulates. And you can, so that, you know, was working while I was down. The business was working while I was down. So you just really have to have stuff in place, right? And so this is just my PSA. This is my PSA to have your shit together. Provada did they think. This is a really good cigar. I don't think I'll be able to smoke the whole thing. It's 7x40, but it's a really good cigar. Like a Lancero, I think is the Vitola. But so that's really what I want to say. You got to really evaluate your relationships, and relationships are clients too. So you really got to evaluate your relationships. You got to evaluate the places you go, the people you hang with, and make sure that you're not causing yourself stress. As an employee, stress could be your hours. If you're working overnight and you hate it, that's stressful for you. You don't have enough time with your kids. You don't have enough time to make breakfast in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could be stressful for you. You don't have to stay there. Make a change. People think they got to stay and got to take what their job give them. That's not true. You don't have to take nothing. Let me tell you something. It's little kids, 12 millionaires, because off of social media. If life ain't taught you nothing in 2021, 2022, 2023, you don't have to take nothing from nobody. Even from me. You don't have to take nothing from me. If I'm getting smart with you and you don't like it and it causes you stress, you could dip. You don't got to take that from me. But you got to learn how to put yourself in the right spaces to be happy, right? Because I'm thinking I'm good. I'm thinking I'm happy. Then go near bust an ulcer out because of the invisible stress is what I'm warning everybody about, right? The security industry for me is stressful, period, right? Getting contracts, bidding on stuff, not getting it. That's a little stressful. Uniforms, doing this, making sure you be good steward with the money. You know what I'm saying? Putting money away from taxes. I almost owe $18,000 on taxes this year. Almost, keyword, almost. But my tax man is a monster. And I do a lot of charity work. And so, you know. Being in this business for yourself, being an entrepreneur, period, is definitely stressful. And if you equate stress to only bad things, you don't realize that small things are slow creepers. And those little slow creepers can pile on you and manifest physically in your body. And that's what I'm warning against. I'm warning against not paying attention to your vibe, how you feel when you talk to this person. This person automatically stressed you out, block that person or put a new individual. For me, what I'm doing with a certain person on a certain contract is I'm putting somebody in between us. You no longer can talk to me. It's like Frank Lucas. You talk to Huey, Huey, you talk to me. Nobody talk to me directly and never on the phone. You got that? That's me right now. That's my vibe right now. Y'all talk to Huey. Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to y'all no more. I don't want to talk to y'all no more. Y'all be asking me stupid questions. Y'all be stressing me out. Y'all don't be listening. Y'all just be doing the most. I don't want to talk to y'all no more. Like, for real. I'm not y'all friend. People be swearing I'm their friend. I be like, that's cool until I start telling them what to do. Now they trying to figure out why I'm telling them what to do. Because you work for me. We not friends, bro. That's why. Like, I literally just had to have this conversation with somebody. Like, I had to, like, have a conference call with him and another person. And don't call me like we homeboys. We not homeboys. When I first started business, I made that mistake. I made that mistake making people feel like we was best friends, da-da-da-da. And then they got me into some bullshit. And they got the business wrapped up into some bullshit. And that's when I was like, my mama was like, look, you can't be friends with everybody that worked for you. That's not how that's going to, that, you can't do that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so, right? I guess I can't do that. You can't do that. And it's not nothing about being stuck up or being a bad person, but at a certain level, I have certain things that I'm trying to do and think about, and I can't do those things and think about if I'm still dealing with the small, little, tiny things. And I think that as an entrepreneur, my advice to other entrepreneurs is to remind yourself that if these people worked at Walmart, they wouldn't be talking to the CEO at Walmart. They wouldn't be asking them a question twice. They wouldn't be undermining them. They wouldn't be talking over them. They wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? So look at yourself as high level when you start your business, because then you won't make the little mistakes I made in business when it came to people and people thinking you their best friend and now they not listening to you when you, and that's not everybody, it's some people, you know, I had to stop a young lady from calling me her sister, right? And she, you know, was a little offended at first, but I'm like, I'm not your sister. I literally sign your checks. I'm not your sister. So stop saying that and telling people that, like, cut it out. And I could tell by her personality that I had to nip that in the bud. And then later on, it came back up. And I thought we were, because you did something wrong. And now, because you thought we were sisters, I wasn't going to address you doing something wrong on one of my contracts. What the hell? So, like, you never know how people's mental is set up. And so, as an owner, you really do have to have that degree of separation. Now, I'm not sure if men have that issue, right? I don't think men might not have that issue because men usually respect other men. But men who work for me, they act like they want to work for me, and then they act like they have a problem when they do work for me. Not all men, but I literally had to fire people over that before. So things like that are stressful. I don't want to talk to nobody no more. So I have decided to be Frank Lucas, and I ain't talking to nobody no more. I got 20 open positions that I'm hiring for an event next month, and none of those 20 people are going to talk to me directly. They are going to talk to my hiring manager that I am putting in place, and then they're going to talk to their shift supervisors. Last year at Pride, I had somebody who was coming to do an internship. Check this out. Last year at Pride, I had somebody that was coming to do an internship. Some kid. I don't know. Some kid with a stupid email address, so I should have known better. Some kid, and it was hot. It was stressful. The people who were organized the things had some stuff going on that they didn't know was going on. It was all over the place. Like, it was all over the place, right? So it was very stressful, right? Big, big event. One of my first big events like that. So at some point, the kid comes to be on duty to take photos and videos of the security team doing their thing. Because I wanted footage for the website. I wanted footage for social media, etc., right? But I wanted professional looking footage. So this kid gets there. My phone dies. Back then, I had a different phone. And I didn't have a portable charger. It broke, got ran over, whatever. So my phone died in the midst of Pride. Horrible thing, right? All right, so the phone died. He says, I'm here. I'm like, meet me at the stage. Then my phone dies. Right after I tell him to meet me at the stage, we had some people who jumped into the parade. We had to take them down, take them out, blah, 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 do the whole thing. So I end up forgetting going about even going to the stage, right? Now, he was out at the stage. There was about 6-7 other officers who actually were stationed at the stage. So I turned my phone on, and he's like, you never came to get me. You had me standing out here in the hot sun, and da-da-da-da-da. This is not professional, and da-da-da-da. I'm reporting you. I don't know who he was reporting me to. But the degree of separation, he wouldn't have talked to me if I had the degree of separation. That was a stress. That was stressful. Not necessarily because I cared about what he was talking about, but it was stressful with the going back and forth and then the other things happening. I'm trying to charge my phone. I turn it on to this bull crap. You know, it was just dumb. But now I recognize that those are stress triggers. And so now I put in shift supervisors in place for the same event, but now there's shift supervisors. So you talk to Huey. Huey, you talk to me. Nobody talk to me directly, and especially not over the phone. And blot that. That's alpaca. So now I know these things, right? So that's why I wanted to share it today on the thing. I wanted to share that security industry, no matter what part of the industry you're in, if you're somebody who sits at a desk all day and you got to wait for somebody to relieve you and they late every single time, that's a stress trigger. You could be stressed about that. I never looked at those kind of things as stress triggers, but it depends on you, what you got going on in your life. It depends on what you got going on in your life. And that's how you're going to measure the triggers. What triggers me might not trigger you. People trigger me. Talking triggers me, right? People are so surprised that I do this podcast live because they like, you just be talking. You just get on camera and you be talking. Yeah, because pre-recording it triggers me. It stresses me out. Pre-recording it, then editing it, and then putting graphics and doing this and captions and all that. That's stressful. So I decided this time around. Now, this is like season three, right? So this is like season three. First season, I was doing celebrities. I had Rakim and Eric B. I had Yo-Yo. I had Gary V. I had all kinds of people on the show the first year around. Then the second year, I did all security industry, like professionals, owners, and stuff like that. That was all pre-recorded stuff. And it was stressful to pre-record it and edit it and snip it out and do this and that. So jumping on live YouTube, live Facebook, live Instagram, boom. It's easy. Hands-free, throw my headphones on. I'm talking to y'all. People comment. People say, hey, people do whatever. And then boom, like it's done. That's easy for me. I figured out how to create that stressor into not a stressor and so that I could do what I got to do. So I could show up in the world so people know what's going on with me, right? So you really got to make sure that you are setting your life up to where you realize when somebody should be blocked, when you realize this particular contract not worth the stress, when you realize this money not worth the stress, or you realize this task is not worth the stress. I can give this task to somebody else because it's not a stress trigger for them. They want to do it. They love it. They love paperwork. I hate paperwork. I don't want to do it. I like sending invoices. That ain't nothing. But I don't want to do the paperwork. I don't want to write up the contracts and write up the city planning and do all this and write the security plan. Maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I want to hire somebody to do that. So that's what my suggestion is to deal with stress. My suggestion is to start taking stock and inventory of everything that you do. Mark the stressful things and then give those stressful things away. Either eliminate the people, thing, place completely, or give it to somebody else. I used to be the type of owner who didn't want to spend money on that though. I didn't want to hire a virtual assistant. I didn't want to hire somebody to do this. I didn't want to hire, because I'm like, yo, I can do it and I'm sure I could do it better and I could keep the money in house. But then, boom, I'm down 3 weeks and they saying that this kind of could be stress related. And it's like, but I'm like killed over. I can't, you know, I'm thinking they calling me crazy, but they not. Stress manifests physically into your body. You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself or your body is going to break down, shut down, and sit you down. See, that's the thing. I got the best rest mentally and physically than I had in months this past 3 weeks. Got me into a whole pattern, going to bed on time, waking up at 6, and then I just go back to sleep because I ain't nothing to do anyway. But it put my body into its own rhythm because it basically reset me. And it was like, yeah, I was sick, but it was a needed sit down. And sit down and rest don't always have to be out of the country or on a resort or on a beach. Sometimes you just need to stay in bed and ignore your emails and ignore your text messages, right? Now I see why people got two phones. People got two phones so that they not on call all the time. Students text and call all the time. I have one student who's been asking for her score sheet 5 times because she can't find it on her email. And she texts anytime she think of it. And so that wasn't really stressful, but it's the access people have to you. And what I'm doing in 2024 is I'm limiting access to me. You're not having access to me the way you had access to me. And the price yesterday is not the price today. And the access yesterday is not the access today. And you getting blocked if you cause me any stress. If my eyebrow go up and I look like my mother, when she yell at us, you stressful. And you gotta go. And that's the way I'm going to determine who got to go and who don't got to go. If my eyebrow go up while I'm talking to you, you is a stress trigger and you got to go, bruh. And I say bruh because most of the time it's dudes. But I had to fire young ladies too, so it be them too. It be a little bit of everybody. I remember it was a time where I was broke, and I didn't even have a phone. I was communicating with people on just Facebook. You know, that was the most non-stressful time I've ever had in life with no phone. No phone. People can't be in your ear. People can't contact you. People are stressful. And this is the thing. I already have a smart mouth. You ask me something dumb, I'm coming at you like, bruh. Like, example, somebody turned in something and it was just dumb. And I was like, why did you turn that in? Oh, I turned it in just in case. I was like, just in case what? The rules changed? Like, what's the just in case? See, but that conversation, I shouldn't be having. People should be turning in their stuff to somebody else. I review it, give that person the information, and they disseminate it to the investigators. because I think it is just too much access to me. And it's stressful because I'm also talking to everybody, but then I'm also doing the back end stuff, like getting the stuff that makes it a opportunity for you in the first place. Working with clients, doing this, working advertisement, doing this, creating all the documents, creating it. So there's a lot that goes into it on the back end. So I'm dealing with everything on the back end and I'm dealing with everything on the front end. I think 3 years in, I just realized that I can't do all that by myself. And some people have team and they have that. It's just me. And that's when I realized this last 3 weeks of being sick, I realized I can't do everything on my own and I don't want to and I shouldn't. And 2024 is the year of spending some of this money I made on people. And I'm going to spend it on people to put them in place where I don't have to talk to other people. I learned the hard way, so I'm sharing my story so that you don't learn the hard way. Hire people early. Because once you get to a certain level, you're going to have more work. And the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is sometimes you go into entrepreneurship and you create a new job. I didn't want to create a new job. I would have just stayed at my old job. You want to create something that moves without you, that flows like water. Water is running and flowing in the ocean, whether we in it or not, whether we swimming or not, whether we on a boat or not, whether we on a surfboard or not. That's how you want your business to run. You want to not to have your hand and your eyes on everything until you want to oversee some stuff. And I'm realizing that more and more because I got 3 divisions. I have an investigation division, a training division, and a security division. Then I have a personal brand. And my personal brand, you know, I got a book, I do trainings, I do this. And so, man, you just got to evaluate what's important. Let me see. Hold on. Chap 89. I love the new mentality, Jazz. I got into that point myself. I'm evaluating everyone that's around me. And if they don't make the cut, they gone. No questions. No questions. No cap. No questions. Let it be known, Jazz. This is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite people right here. Cherry. This is one of my favorite. I ain't never got to say nothing twice. And if I do, it's okay. I ain't never got to say nothing twice. I ain't never got to explain nothing. This is somebody that will take a direction and be gone with it. And you'd be like, wait, you good? Oh, yeah, I've already done it. Now, everybody's not like that. And that's okay. Because I do be patient with people. But then when they test me, it be them testers. When they test me and then they get that raw, they be feeling some type of way. They be feeling dumb. They be feeling like, oh man. And then, you know, Jazz, you stressed? No, I'm not stressed. You just dumb. Why I guess something gotta be wrong with me? I'm telling you what it is. You asking me stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I just had to tell somebody the other day, I told you exactly what to do. Why are you asking me about something that ain't got nothing to do with what I just told you to do? Oh, well, I was just thinking that. Oh, come on now. I know y'all watch enough TV. You don't have to think, especially if I give you clear-cut directions. I'm very vocal about exactly what I want. And I realize that dealing with those kind of people that need that extra touch time, that's not my ministry. That's not my ministry. That's not my ministry no more. It used to be my ministry. It did, I think. It used to be my ministry. But at the moment that I'm on, the journey I'm on, which is trying to get to $1 million evaluation, I'm not on that journey where I can sit and talk about the same exact thing. I am, you know, honestly, the more I do this, people with no experience and people with experience, they be on the same level. Yeah, a lot of them be on the same level. Like, you get somebody who act like they know, but they still be messing up exactly like how a new one would mess up. And so I don't even really, I don't even judge by if they brand new to the field with no experience. It's really the person as an individual. How do they learn? Do they catch on fast? Because you can have somebody that's doing security right now and they still mess up and drop the ball on the task that you give them. Because it really is the mentality of the person, not even really if they have experience in security. I do like people who don't have experience because I can guide and teach and it's easier. But, still. As far as patience, I wasn't born with those. As far as patience, I wasn't born with that. So, I have what I have when I have it. Catch me on a good day. Cool. And, but as far as being patient with someone who has no security, it's really not about that. It's about, are you listening to me? Because you don't have to have experience. All you got to do is listen to me. And if you're not listening to me, then no, I don't have patience because you're not listening to me. So, usually, it doesn't really matter if they got experience or ain't or not. It's really about, are you listening to me? And if you're not listening to me, then you can't learn because you're not listening. And you're trying to overthink. And you think you know this and that because you think you know how to. And people with no experience, they come in there thinking they know what to do. And they know how this should run and stuff like that. And, you know, I've literally just had to say to somebody in a group chat, like, I run my business the way I run my business. You're not going to rush me to do something for you. That's not how that's going to work. But that's why it has to be a degree of separation. Because I don't be knowing who these people be talking to sometimes. I'd be very much confused. So, stressors in the security industry come on so many different levels. Because you can have stress as just an officer. And then stress becomes crazy as an owner. And I was an officer 15 years. And there was definitely stress. Especially if you got horrible managers. Supervisors who are assholes, you know, you got a job that the job is easy, but the management is horrible. Now that's stressful. If you stuck on a shift, now that's stressful. And I just want to encourage people to not let these jobs control their lives. There's something else out there for y'all. There's definitely something else out there for y'all. Don't ever let a job act like they own you. And that goes for owners too. Clients don't own you. You're going to get another client. It's going to be other clients. It's going to be other jobs. You know what I'm saying? And in order for you to exercise that freedom that you do have, you have to take care of yourself physically, financially, emotionally, and mentally. If you want to leave a job because it's a bad working environment, but you staying because you don't have no savings, that means you're not taking care of yourself physically or financially. Because physically, you getting up every single morning, you going to work, but you ain't got no savings, you ain't got no investments, you ain't got no nothing. You living check to check. Some of us living above our means. You know, some of us are just not saving, are just not doing whatever. I don't really save no more. I'm trying not to save. I'm trying to invest that money, let it grow. But, you know, so we have more options when we take care of ourselves on every level. And I had a whole episode about this, about taking care of yourself in all those areas. But this right here, I want to particularly just touch on stress. Stress is a silent killer. Stress can make you overweight. Stress can make you physically hurt. You know, stress can make you irritable and mean to people you love. So I really want people to just evaluate the people, places, and things that they got going on in their life. Figure out the things that you don't have to do. Figure out the things you don't want to do. Figure out the people you don't want to talk to. Figure out the people that stress you out and get rid of that stuff. Get rid of those people. And you know what? It don't even matter if they family. If you got a family member that's stressing you out, it's okay to drop that person off at the bus station and keep it moving. I done cut off a granddad before. Don't play with it. Don't play with it, honey, baby. Don't play with it. I don't discriminate. I'll pepper spray an 8-month to an 80-year-old. You know what I'm saying? I don't discriminate in no genre, okay? So just, and it's okay to be selfish. It's 2023. Being selfish is healthy nowadays. having your friend call you only when she having a problem with her man and she want to dump her problems on you, it's okay to say, you know what? I don't have the capacity for this right now. I'm sorry you're going through that, but please leave him or stop. Click. That's when you need that flip phone. You can just flop. It's okay to tell somebody you don't have the capacity for them, for their bullcrap, for their stories, for their complaining, for their whatever. It is okay for you to be selfish with your ears. My ears, I treat as gateways into my heart and soul. And so certain people don't even get me on the phone. I don't even answer the phone for certain people because I already know they calling with some bull. They already calling to ask for money, or they already calling, you know what I'm saying? I already know what they calling for. So I don't even allow them to be on my phone because I feel like my ears have to be protected. And that might sound weird, but for real, because what I learned in these last 3 weeks, man, is stress is a silent killer. Because I was down bad. And for people to mention stress more than once, I had to think about that. Like, yo, am I stressed? Because I thought I was pretty happy. To be honest, I thought I was good. Everything was good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't in no, you know, crazy relationship where I'm unhappy. I'm fine. I'm loving myself. I'm chilling. Bop, bop, bop. Turns out certain situations was stressing me out. And I didn't think of it that way. But I was like, you know what? That family member is stressing me out. This situation is a little stressful. It's a little frustrating. And you know what? This, me being frustrated every time I talk about this situation or deal with this situation, that does manifest into stress. And then stress manifests physically into my body. And now I'm down for the count. You gotta evaluate. That is my advice. Evaluate these situations and get out of there. This cigar would be really good with bourbon. I'm not ready though. I'm not ready. I want it bad. I got a bottle of Blanton staring at me off screen. But I'm easing stuff in. I really can't wait to ease coffee back in. Because I absolutely miss my coffee and newspaper time in the morning. Oh, goodness. I'm trying to do that. So, I've been on a whole rant for 57 minutes about stress. That wasn't stressful, though. And you know what else? Talk to people. Don't keep it bottled up. Find somebody that you could talk to and you could just blurt it out. Let me tell you who I talked to in these last 3 weeks that really actually helped me realize certain things. My tax preparer. No lie. We was on the phone. I was sick. He was like, yeah, I don't want to talk to you while you're sick. Let's handle this after. And I'm like, nah, we already did the extension. Let's take care of this. Let's do this. Let's bop, bop, bop. And so he was like, all right, well, what's going on? You know, da, 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 da. And I just had a stressful conversation with a client. And boom. So I started talking. Da, 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 da. Bop, da, 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 da. Bop, bop, bop. And getting it out really was helpful. And it also made me realize, like, yo, that, you know what? This situation actually does stress me out. I didn't know it until I was talking to somebody. You got friends, you got a family member, you got a tax preparer. Whoever you can talk to, get that out. Don't bottle nothing in. Don't keep it in. Don't be trying to work on it in your head. Because another thing that was happening to me before I got sick was I wasn't sleeping well. Because I would lay down and my brain would be moving. How can I make this work? What can I do? What can I do differently? How can I make this money? I got to figure out how to make this money by tomorrow. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm always on, bop, bop, bop. I could do this. I could do this. I could hold this event. I could do bop, bop, bop. And my brain was just do. And I wasn't getting the proper amount of sleep. I never really do get 8 hours. If I do sleep, it's like 11 hours because I'm overtired. But I never really, you know what I'm saying? So now my clock has reset. I'm in bed like 10, 11. I'm waking up like 6, 6:30. And the body did that automatically. You know what I mean? The next thing I got to work on now is I'm going back on a Mediterranean diet. I have to give up red meat right now. I got to give up butter right now. I got to give up cheese right now. I'm so sad because I'm a steak eater. Yeah. And I'm an Italian food lover. So I love cheese and pasta, meat, red wine. You know, so all of that stuff, stress, diet, work ethic, you know, mentality, all that stuff, boom, boom, bottled into one. If they off, can manifest in your body physically. And it's crazy. So this, you know, this is my PSA, right? That's how you say it. Yeah, that's how you say it. This is my PSA. Y'all got to take care of yourselves. Because I got to take care of myself. I'm speaking from experience. Because this is not the first time that I've let my hustle overtake my ability to do self-care. My self-care, when I was like heavy on my self-care, it manifested in like massages on a regular, random four-season stays. Usually in the summertime, I'm really good at self-care because it's hot outside. So, you know, I want to go out. I want to go to a favorite restaurant. I'm going to get massages and nails and feet done. I'm chilling at a pool somewhere. And so, you know, it's easier because it's more things. And I think during the wintertime gets a little gloomy. You in the house. You confined. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because I work from home. Literally, I work from home. Other people are at my contracts working on the contracts. So I tend to find myself at home. So what I'm going to do this summer is I'm going to work out of the home office. I'm going to go different places and work there. I used to do that. Like back when I first started the company, I didn't actually have an office. I really love my office. I renovated the office. It's really nice. But, you know, I'm going to start changing up my atmosphere. You know, you got to start changing up your atmosphere. You got to start changing up, you know, the people you're around. And, you know, I do that too. I'm a member of several clubs where you got football players, doctors, lawyers, all kinds of members or whatever. So I do put myself around people. Like I was just on somebody I know boat. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't own no boat. I ain't got the bread to own no boat. So being around people who are moving and shaking like that, that's good. But wherever you are, though, whatever level you are, live at the highest level of that level and make sure you do self-care at the highest level of that level you on, no matter what level you on. That's my advice. Live and do the self-care at the highest level you can. If you can afford to do a massage every month, do a massage every month. I got rheumatoid arthritis. I should be having massages on a regular basis anyway. I should be going to the chiropractor. I should be going to a massage therapist. I should be doing that on a regular basis. Why am I not? Because I'm working too much? That's stupid. I make my own schedule. Like, I should be taking care of myself. My nails need to be done now. They're not dirty or nothing, y'all, but I'm just saying. They need to be done now. I need to make an appointment, you know? So, hey, Mac. So, you know, I'm just saying we got to do better at taking care of ourselves. I fall short of that a lot, and I haven't fallen short of that in a long time, but I think when I moved in October, I kind of just put myself in this box where I'm like, I gotta hustle, I gotta get this, I want the company to be on this level by my birthday, you know, always putting yourself under so much pressure, and nobody else, I got timelines on stuff, and nobody else even knows about the timeline, so who is holding me to this timeline, who's holding me to this standard, and who's holding me to this pressure? Myself. Just Jasmine. Jasmine stressing Jasmine out. That's crazy. That's dumb. Red pepper has subsided a little bit. So have the peaches. Still a good stogie. Very complex. Changed in the second half. Tastes like a whole different cigar. You don't get that every cigar. This is good. So yeah, you know, running a security company is stressful. There are great times, there are bad times, but it is stressful and it is good stress, and but you still have to mitigate good stress. Look, I saw Steve Harvey say something today where he said, we pray for God to take us to a certain level, and then we complain about everything that we have on our plate at that level. That's all. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be one of them people. I don't want to pray to be in a new tax bracket. I don't want to pray to be at another level. I get there and now I'm like overwhelmed and I'm complaining. No, what needs to happen is you need to put systems in place, people in place, new things in place. Each level you go, you need to do different things to maintain that level. Because what you were doing on two levels below, not going to work on two levels above. That's something I'm learning. And that's something I want to convey and share with other entrepreneurs. Who you were, what you were doing, and how you were running things two levels below of where you are now will never work for the level you want now. And that's why you're overwhelmed. And that's why you can't get things done. And that's why your to-do list is big. And that's why, because you shouldn't be moving the way you was moving 2 years ago. Because you're not in the same place you was in 2 years ago. And if you're making more money than you were making 2 years ago, well, here's the kicker, because I'm cheap like a jewel. I'm cheap like I don't play. I'm pay my tithes and offering, and then the rest, I'm just like, doop, doop, doop. So when you get to a certain level and you start making more money, you need to spend more money. And I'm not talking about buying a Maserati and living above your means. I'm saying you should be spending more money on people and processes to make more money, but to streamline your business so that it frees up more time. Because one thing I know, I became an entrepreneur for freedom, not an entrepreneur for stress. So if this was working 2 years ago and it's not working now, it's because you can't do the same thing that you was doing 2 years ago. You got to level up your mentality, your thought process, and the actions that you take. So even though 3 years me doing everything was working, we about to go on year four. Year four, I can't do payroll, contracts, client meetings, employee onboarding, hiring, reprimanding, passing out uniforms, all of that. Where I messed up was, I should have been hired a team to start doing those things that I don't need to be doing. And therefore, I could have probably saved myself this stressful 3 weeks of being sick, messing up my diet, not eating all the time, overwhelmed, bop, 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 stress level high. I'm 34. I'm on blood pressure medicine. Yeah. Look, y'all know I get real transparent on Industry Talk Podcast. You know what I'm saying? You know, I get real transparent with y'all because other people on here are starting businesses. They want to start businesses and it looks so cool on Instagram. You know, it looks so good on Instagram. You could do whatever. You could ride around in a Range Rover. You could be at the club, da, 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 da. But if on the back end, if you stressed out, then that stuff is stupid because it ain't taking away your stress. So that's my advice. My advice is, learn what level you on. If you're on a new level, if you're on a higher level than you was 2 years ago, if you're making more money than you was 2 years ago, put that new money to use. I'm about to put that new money to use. 2 years ago, I didn't have an Amex. So obviously, my credit is better. My funds are better. You know, I have more than one Amex. So obviously, I'm doing things right. But now I need to put things in place to where I can go above that. Now I need to put those things in place where I'm like, let me use this to make myself more money, free up more time. Let me hire certain people to do things. I was slow with that. I shouldn't have waited 4 years to do that. So now I'm doing it. So, yes, I'm hiring for an assistant, I think. A virtual assistant. I don't want to see you. You know, so there's that. That's my advice on how to deal with stress in the security industry. If it's stressful, get rid of it. If that person is stressful, stop talking to them. If that job is stressful, get a different one. If your tasks are stressful, outsource them. Stop running yourself down. Take care of yourself. Self-care. Be purposeful with that. And that's it. That's all I got for y'all. Because now I'm hungry and I got to go eat. So, I appreciate y'all for tuning in for this episode of Industry Talk Podcast. We back every Monday, 7 p.m. on YouTube is where you can hear the good sound quality and the good video quality. But you can also catch me on Instagram or Facebook because I always go live just in case the folks don't know to head to the YouTube. I am Jazz the CEO on YouTube at Industry Talk Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And industrytalkpodcast@gmail.com is where you could request your product to be seen, your business to be talked about. You want to send me a cigar to smoke and give a review, I will do that as well. Or a drink. Usually we have some new bottles. We got new bottles in the works. They're actually downstairs. I do have new bottles of stuff that I have never tried, so I'll be trying it on the episodes to come. So if y'all got a topic that y'all want to talk about, definitely hit me up in the DM talking about whatever y'all think we should talk about. Y'all be careful out here. Y'all take care of yourself out here. Don't let stress overcome you. Whether it's a relationship working wise or unwork, you know, non-working wise. I was about to say unworking wise. I don't think that's a word. My review of the cigar, though, real quick. Very complex. Changed in that second half. I'm not even to the band yet, so I'll finish it after I eat. But very red peppery, peachy. The peach is gone. I do like the Vitola. I do like this long Lancero kind of Vitola. Very, very spicy. It was red peppery, then it went black peppery, and then it was like, oh, it's only on the back end. Really good smoke. I really like it. Doesn't leave no nasty taste in your mouth, so I do like this. This is called the Scrooge by Bravada Cigar Club. You could probably check this out and get it on their website. So that's my review of that. I'm probably going to write my notes in here. I didn't write anything down during the show because I was just engulfed in the conversation. But, man, stress is a silent killer. Manifesting high blood pressure, physical pain, all kinds of stuff. So y'all just make sure y'all take care of yourself. Don't let these jobs stress y'all out. And as an entrepreneur, don't let yourself stress you out. So that's it. I'm signing off. Thank y'all. Let me sign off a YouTube. See you next week.